This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Endicott College head football coach Paul McGonigal for his weekly visit with us. Coach McGonigal, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bill. Good morning.
Well, it was an off week for you guys this past week. So I guess tell us how you guys approached the off week, and now that we're talking first of the week here leading up to a game, it's back to a game week, I assume, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Back to it. You know, I think pretty much still you never really get out of it. You know, even though you're not playing a game on a Saturday, I think you're watching next opponent and, you know, seeing if things are different from what you've seen on film or changed or whatnot. So I think, you know, each week is still some sort of game mode. Obviously, the players get an extra Saturday off, per se, from not playing a game. We did a Friday night younger guys game versus East Coast Prep here on Friday night. So it was great to see some of the guys that haven't played as much play, and the guys that have played, they kind of flipped roles where now they're cheering for them, giving them motivation, helping them, you know, kind of coach per se at times, but at the same time gives some of my assistant coaches here a chance to call plays for maybe the first time in their young coaching career, or just get better or learn some game time management.
Yeah, I would imagine coaches too, you do learn a little bit about the players and how they've progressed since joining the Endicott program in a game situation.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the team we played, East Coast Prep, you know, Coach Facey does a great job out there. And, you know, they have some players that are going to be FCS, maybe FBS, Division II type kids on the team, and seeing our guys line up and claw and scratch, and, you know, and it was a good game, you know, the whole way through. So it was definitely, it's good to see who steps up, who doesn't. You know, even some older guys saying, hey, they still want to play, you know, because they still want another opportunity. It also gives us as coaches, like, we think we have an idea, but then you see someone step up in a game, and you're like, all right, maybe, the future may be bright, but maybe he's got to be a, you know, get in the game earlier.
Absolutely. So I want to go back maybe your league honors players week to week in all the sports, I'm sure. But the Offensive Rookie of the Week award from last week was Marquise Bridgewater out of Lawrence and from Endicott, obviously. So tell me more about him.
Yeah, Marquise is a great young man, freshman running back from Central Catholic. You know, him and his teammate Marcus Rivera is here. They both were football players and basketball teammates as well. Marquise, you know, has picked up the offense pretty well. He's kind of in, you know, he does a lot of great things with a ball in his hand. But, you know, we have some decent running back depth here and some rotation. So probably get as much touches as, you know, at times. But, you know, I think the Ithaca game, he really stepped up in that game, made some big plays, because you never know, you know, a year ago from now, you know, he could be playing Methuen High, you know what I mean? And now he's playing against a top 20 team in Ithaca. So the fact that he's doing that or picking up blitzing linebackers says a lot. And, you know, and I don't care what level, especially if you're a young man, if you can pick up offense, defense, that's always going to help you. You know, he picked it up pretty. We had some packages for him, and he's definitely picking up, and he goes hard every day.
Nice. Along with that came a Defensive Rookie of the Week honor for you guys with Nico Mangano out of Georgetown. So tell me more about him.
Yeah, Nico's he kind of was a late addition. Players love him. He's from Pingree, another one kind of in the backyard here. And, you know, in that game they got to play more, and then he got the award. He blocked a field goal attempt, you know, as well. So he's kind of a little bit later. You know, he came to camp and then, you know, just get himself back, you know, getting into shape and stuff like that. But he works hard every day, and he's got a good future down the road.
You know, as you watch Endicott football, you know, Paul, you know, you're rushing, you're passing, you're doing both. But I looked up the stats so far through the five games, and they're pretty close. I mean, passing yards, 823 for the team, rushing 929. I mean, by design, I mean, I think you got to be thrilled with that, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think we always talk about, you know, what's your offense or what's your defense, and, you know, people have tags of certain philosophies, but on offense, I just tell people it's whatever it takes, and if we need to run the ball 40 times to potentially win, we will. If we need to throw the ball 40 times to potentially win, you know, we will. Like, we have a very group of unselfish players. I mean, going back to the running backs, I mean, we rotate three or four in a game. you know, a lot of teams just have that one maybe primary guy, maybe a backup, but we rotate, and when you see one score, the other group are celebrating, you know what I mean, for that group. Instead of like, hey, he's my competitor, I should be, you know, not should be, but mad. Like, it just goes to show you, like, you know, the what these young men here are doing right now.
All right, I have one other stat to share with you here, and for our listeners who are following the Patriots, this may burn them a little bit, but for you guys, red zone TDs, 17 of 21. That's not a bad stat.
No, not at all. I mean, it's situational football, you know. I think when you get in the red zone, obviously you want to score, and there's a big difference between coming away with seven or three or nothing. You know, and I think, you know, our defense has been very, very good. Coach Papiano's doing a great job, and I think going against them at practice sometimes, you know, that stat doesn't even doesn't feel like that sometimes in practice, to be honest with you. But you know, hopefully we can continue to keep it going.
Absolutely. Well, you mentioned Coach Papiano, and maybe you can tell me more about him. As he's an assistant associate head coach for you, leading the defense. Give us his background as you know, as a coach, player coach, and now joining, obviously, been with you guys for a while.
Yeah, Matt's been doing a great job. He's on his fifth year here. He came in, we hired him. He was at Rutgers as a graduate assistant. He's from New Jersey, but he played at Worcester State. So, you know, one of the things, even as at Rutgers, I liked about Matt was he was very familiar with Division III football. You know, I think a lot of times you come from a higher level. If you've never been Division III, it's a little bit different, as all the Division III coaches know. But he played at Worcester State and was a student coach there, and worked at some other Division III schools. But, you know, Rutgers, he was there and learned a good deal of defense as well. And then he came as a linebacker coach. And then after the 19 season, or during COVID, our defensive coordinator left, and we interviewed some good candidates. But we thought what's best for the team is to promote Matt, and obviously it's paid off. I mean, he's, you know, he works really hard. The players love him. They always rally around him. I mean, his care factor is so high, you know. And he, you know, he'll watch as much film as possible. He's nonstop. He's always, you know, we're always texting ideas, whether it's, you know, like I said, on a bye day or Wednesday night, you know. But he has such a great football knowledge, and he's got not young, but he's definitely got a huge, bright future ahead of him. I mean, he was the assistant coach of the year in the Gridiron Club last year and whatnot. But he does a great job, and as a head coach, it makes me a lot easier knowing that you have you trust your assistants, but you know, like, hey, that side of the ball, for the most, you know, is taken care of.
Absolutely. Well, let's get right to this week's game. You guys are playing host to Western New England on Saturday. It's a noon kickoff. It's homecoming. It's family day. And this, you know, looking at Western New England, 3-2, they've had some impressive wins. So give us the overview on how you see this matchup this week.
Yeah, I think, you know, these type of conference, you know, we're obviously the first conference game for all of us, but obviously a team like Western England, who's had great success over the years, Jason does a great job over there, and these have never been one-sided games. They've been, you know, dogfights per se. Every time there's a good game, you know, we play each other. You know, they're 3-2, but their losses are to two teams that are front, you know, South Carolina is top 20, and Springfield's, you know, was a, you know, playoff team last year and front runner, you know, for potentially for their conference right now. But, you know, they just played Anna Maria, who was averaging, I think, 40 points a game, and held them to 17 points and a few turnovers. It's going to be, you know, a challenge for us, obviously. You know, it'd be good to get the guys back on the field and be home as well. But it's always a well-fought game on both sides for us. West New England.
Here's my last follow-up. You earlier in the podcast, we talked about your balanced passing versus rushing offense, but what about them? Are they balanced, or are they more heavily pass or run?
No, they're very balanced. You know, they rotate two quarterbacks. They do a great job in the RPO game. The defense coordinator they hired, Frank, you know, he was the head coach at Becker for a few years before the college closed, and Frank and I have gone against each other years ago, and he's great guy, and he was at New Haven last couple of years, so bringing some wrinkles as well. But, you know, Frank's very familiar with the conference, very familiar with us, having, you know, coached against us in 18 and in the conference as well. So but yeah, they're very balanced, and they got some, you know, good physical tough players.
Paul, great talking with you. Good luck on Saturday, and we'll be in touch soon.
Appreciate it, Bill. Thank you.
Yep. Paul McGonigal with us, head football coach, Endicott College, here on MSONewsSports.com.